USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican lawmakers say President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package is too much of a burden on the American taxpayer. So they will meet with the president on Monday to discuss a package that will cost about one-third of the money. Senator Bill Cassidy, the Republican from Louisiana on Fox Sunday, says the focus should be around COVID relief to keep costs down.
We're targeted to the needs of the American people, treating our tax dollars as if there are tax dollars, not just money to spend, and putting it where we need to come out of the pandemic.
Democrat leaders, including Bernie Sanders, says they don't need Republicans to get the more expensive package passed through sometime this week. Former President Trump announced Sunday two new attorneys that will lead his impeachment defense team. David Schoen, a criminal defense attorney who works in Alabama and New York, and Bruce Castor Jr., a former district attorney in Pennsylvania. Trump's old lawyers walked after being told to include voter fraud information in the proceedings. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Biden's coronavirus response team is still trying to locate upwards of 20 million vaccine doses that are unaccounted for, a mystery that has hampered plans to speed up the national vaccine effort. On Tuesday, Biden warned that the vaccine program is in worse shape than we anticipated or expected, repeating complaints from his chief of staff, wrong claim that a plan didn't really exist. Top Biden officials have stressed that the missing doses are spread out across the states and offered no other information. Former Trump White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his deputy Avi Berkowitz were nominated Sunday for the Nobel Peace Prize in their roles in negotiating four normalization deals between Israel and Arab nations known as the Abraham Accords. In a statement, Kushner said he was honored to be nominated for the prize, which will be awarded in October. Winter Storm Orlena, after blanketing the Midwest in snow, is set to drop up to 2 feet of snow in the Big Apple Monday, prompting New York City, New Jersey, and Philadelphia to declare states of emergency. More than 100 million people will be affected by the powerful nor'easter. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When Valentine's Day rolls around, remember, it's the thought that counts, as Valentine's spending is expected to decrease this year. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
America's birth rates are dropping. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Some people thought the extended lockdowns would bring a little baby boom. The opposite happened, with birth rates falling across the United States. Florida saw an 8% drop, with Ohio declining 7% and Arizona sliding 5%. Demographer Lyman Stone wasn't surprised. He says lockdowns communicate worry and a negative outlook on society, which motivates pessimism about fertility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.